Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn Daf Yud Tes, the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Some of the topics we learn about today include more discussion about the Megillah's Tainus and if it is applied today or not, the concept of Shana Mu'beres, and how the leap year affects other halachas as well. Some of the key topics and concepts we learn about include Megillah's Tainus. Megillah's Tainus is a document which was written during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash. It lists certain dates which were designated as holidays due to the miracles that occurred on them. The Gemara in Shabbos explains that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, these holidays were abolished, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. Divrei Seifrim Tzrich and Chizik. Because people might at times be lax regarding a rabbinic decree, the Chacham therefore added extra stringencies to the rabbinic decrees in order that people should take them more seriously. Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Domo. Laws that are learned out from the words of the Nevi'im are often given the same status in Halacha as Torah laws. Shana Mu'beres. The Torah states, Shamar es chedesh ha'aviv, v'asisa Pesach l'Hashem alekecha. From here we learn out that we should take precautions that the Yom Tov of Pesach should always fall out in the spring. However, since the solar or sun year, which controls the seasons, is 365 and a quarter days, and the lunar or moon year is only 354 days, adjustments to the calendar must be made. This is accomplished by adding a second month of Adar, according to our set calendar, seven times out of every 19 years.